This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Meantime, I would say to the House and Senate, in both parties, by the way, I mean, when you start seeing the power of the FBI or the power of the CIA being suborned for political reasons, you know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you ought to be frightened about the future of freedom in America, because we build very powerful institutions to defend us from foreign enemies and to defend us from criminals. And if those institutions start being corrupted, we are in deep trouble as a country.
I've lost faith in all these institutions. Add the media to the list. Have you?
Yes. The truth is, we're one of the great crises in American history, and I think it's got to start. The one place you could imagine right this minute aggressively digging into this is the Congress. I cannot understand why the Republicans in the House and Senate are not being dramatically more aggressive. They're being handed story after story after story that prove that there was something really sick in the Obama administration. And just General Clapper, who I've known for years and I've respected for years, just his behavior over the last year is absolutely beyond me. And he ought to be brought back in, and they ought to go through step by step. And I noticed that he worded things very carefully. If you go back to the part you played.
Yes, he did.
Nobody in his particular institution. But I think that was, in effect, functionally not being honest.
Sounded very Clintonian.
Well, you know, that was our statement, and that was our criticism of, you know, these responses, whether it was, from, Bannon or from Clapper. I mean, it was like, are you kidding me? Really? That's, that is your response. There's no question that they were covering themselves. But all this stuff is, I think that what Newt is saying, I would agree with him, that we are in a crisis. And, Scott, you and I have talked about this before, saying that, you know, a lot of this stuff that happened during the Obama administration, I look to see it coming out, after he is gone, because everybody was so afraid, because if they said something, then they were going to be accused of racism or whatever. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that still it's either the truth or a lie. And no doubt that what is travailing us is that we've really, like these leaders, we've drank the grape juice and we've bought into the lie. We've exchanged the truth for the lie. Nobody wants to pursue the truth. This is why, in our way, in our participation here, is we're doing everything we can to pursue the truth, get experts on here that can break this down so that we can, deal with reality. Because the Beltway has clearly been influenced to such a degree. I mean, here you've got, a UN, the ambassador to the United Nations. She's unmasking at a rate that is unprecedented. And all the shenanigans that go on, whether you look at the IRS, with Lois Lerner, the weaponizing of the three initial agencies in our country. These are the institutions that Newt Gingrich is talking about. The sellout of the media. The fact that, you can look at the evidence, the empirical evidence, and say, what is going on there? How do you come up with 91% of the news that you have on the President of the United States is bad news? It's all negative. Only 9%, and even then they have to kind of stretch it a little bit. They say, well, that's kind of positive, kind of positive, not exactly negative, not overtly negative. So, we got to stretch it just to get 91% and not even make it, 100% of what they're talking about. I mean, all this is having an effect on the trajectory. And then, of course, then you got, let's not even talk about Maxine Waters and the unhinging that's going on. I mean, they talk about the psychological well-being of the President of the United States, and you hear the verbiage of some of these Democrats and you go, whoa, who's psychologically deficient here? Seems like we're throwing rocks in glass houses, you might say. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth coming up next. Stay with us, America.
Heart disease, if on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You imagine what we'd be able to do when we're back on track, ladies and gentlemen. What a powerful force. I mean, forget about it. The new norm, the CBO wouldn't know what to do with itself. I mean, right now they've adjusted their trajectory to think that, you know, 1.8, maybe about 2% GDP is about the new normal of America. And then comes Donald Trump. And inside of a year, we're at 3%, and this is in the midst of not operating on all cylinders yet, so you can hardly wait and see what's going to happen. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour as we wrap up the start of the new year of the Jewish high holidays. Rosh Hashanah will end tonight, and we say Shana Tova to all our Jewish friends and our families. And, you know, a great period of time is the Jewish New Year. And, of course, the next high holiday that will be coming up is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. But anyway, again, Shana Tova. And also it is the first day of fall officially. And so, you know, no better day, I think, than to have Megan Barth, you know, any excuse to have Megan Barth around is always good, you know. So, we always love having her here. Megan, of course, the founder of ReaganBabe.com, a political commentator, nationally recognized. Megan, welcome. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Well, thank you. Good to be here, as always.
Hey, boy, where do we begin with all that is going on here? Maxine Waters continues to be unhinged. She's at a funeral and she wants to turn a funeral into a rally. Are you kidding me? I mean, what do you think the family must have thought that all of a sudden you got this crazy woman hijacking, their father, their grandfather, their relative's, funeral? I mean, is that insane?
Well, they probably knew what they were getting into by asking Maxine Waters to give a eulogy. I would assume that they knew her style. They knew that she was bombastic. They know that she is nearly insane and acts that way. But this is who the left has become. They don't have any sort of ethical standards or moral standards. They've politicized everything from funerals to football.
Mm-hmm.
And there really is no safe space when it comes to their rhetoric, although they demand safe spaces from conservative speech. There is no safe space for conservatives to simply find, solace or entertainment.
Yeah, exactly. What are they going to do at Berkeley? I mean, you've got three conservative stalwarts, including Steve Bannon and Milo. Milo's going to show up, I guess, not to mention Ann Coulter. And they're spending something like $300,000 just to protect, free speech on this campus. I mean, you talk about being out of control.
Well, they spent $600,000 to protect
right.
a short Jewish guy from speaking for an hour and a half. And what was interesting is that the 600,000 included a wall that was built around the venue by which Ben Shapiro spoke at. So Berkeley believes in walls for some, especially when it comes just to protect speech. And this is the birthplace of the free speech movement, whereby there was some blowback years ago when they wanted to allow a communist on their campus to speak. And they said, well, this is free speech. He can speak. So Berkeley really hasn't changed much in the fact that they have communists now running the school, as well as the chancellorship. We have Janet Napolitano, is the head of the California system. We have Jerry Brown, who is the governor of California, and you haven't heard much from them, have you?
Well, other than they decided to become a sanctuary state.
Right. And, you know, I write about this on ReaganBabe.com, and they passed to be a sanctuary state on the Senate Bill 54, which was actually drafted by the same congressman who's the assembly leader. I think his last name is Avila. I might be wrong on that. However, he was the one that was bragging that half of his family members were illegal.
Yes.
And were conducting Social Security fraud by going to MacArthur Park, which is in downtown L.A., and getting fake Social Security cards and IDs. This is what California has become. In a short time, and I used to live there, Bill, as you know.
Yes.
I fled 2 years ago. One in five people in California now live in poverty, according to the latest census. According to the latest census, they believe, because it's really hard to document undocumented immigrants, that 10% of California's population is not there lawfully. They are illegal aliens. They also know that even though 10% of illegal aliens compromise California's population, those same illegal aliens consume 20% of the budget, totaling $30 billion a year the California taxpayers pay when it comes to the education, incarceration, health care, et cetera, for those living in their state illegally. And according to Jerry Brown, this is progress. This is great. Isn't it fantastic? This multiculturalism diversity, which is basically bankrupting the state and causing all of the makers, the business owners, to be consumed by the takers.
Yeah. Well, and what they fail to recognize is the foundational issue, and that is, are you a rule, are you going to operate within the rule of law, or are you going to be illegal? Because you can't accept illegality in certain aspects. You can't pick and choose. You either are a nation or a state, you know, governed by laws, or you're not. You cannot pick and choose. And this is the problem with California, why it's starting to implode on itself. It's virtually bankrupt. And, I mean, even their reasoning is just, it's so screwball-y. Because they feel like, you know, they bought into this deal. Well, they're here illegally, but they have contributed. They've paid their taxes. And, you know, they don't even get their tax. I mean, this thing is so convoluted. It's almost, it would require some sort of forensic research to really ferret it out exactly. But there's no way. I mean, just on the top, you know, estimate of it, you can't figure you're paying, you know, 7 to 9% taxes when you buy goods and say that you're carrying your weight here, and that you pay income tax. I mean, you're not paying income tax, but you're taking advantage of the educational system. You're taking advantage of, medical care, and in some areas that are, where there are a lot of illegal immigrants in, they've caused hospitals to close because they've put them into bankruptcy. Because they've been servicing them. But the problem you have, even with that empirical evidence, the leadership of the state and the rest of California, as you know, I mean, they're just, you know, maybe they're into their cocktail parties and their fun time on the beach and whatever, Megan, but they're ignoring their heads in the sand on this whole situation. And one day they're going to wake up and say, what happened to the state of California?
Yeah, I honestly am not that optimistic.
You don't think they're going to wake up? The head's just going to stay in the sand.
No,
yeah.
This is the progressive playbook, Bill. Every time you look at a progressive municipality or a progressive state, they're in a world of hurt. Look at Chicago. Chicago is very progressive. Illinois, very progressive. And you find the same type of despair. You find the same income inequality as they tout. Progressives always say they have a solution to income inequality. Well, what they do is they basically just expand poverty and make everyone equally poor. Income inequality solved when everyone's poor.
Right. Yeah, and not to mention all the other things that history has demonstrated that the redistribution of income and socialism has brought in terms of just utter death that has taken place on so many levels. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
The United Nations must reform if it is to be an effective partner in confronting threats to sovereignty, security, and prosperity. Too often the focus of this organization has not been on results, but on bureaucracy and process. In some cases, states that seek to subvert this institution's noble ends have hijacked the very systems that are supposed to advance them. For example, it is a massive source of embarrassment to the United Nations that some governments with egregious human rights records sit on the UN Human Rights Council.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back at you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, Megan, the president speaking at the United Nations there, just reminding us once again, I think for many people, this was a speech long time coming. It reversed the course and trajectory of what the previous administration was previously represented on behalf of we the people. And Donald Trump, you know, calling out the United Nations to do some soul searching and to consider, consider their mission once again. But, you know, part of this is, as I was hearing him speak, is that with many of these countries, this is the wrong gospel, wrong church.
Well, I think one of the greatest remarks that he made on that stage, and we were just speaking about socialism before we went to the break, and he referred to Venezuela, is that socialism hasn't been correctly implemented, is that it's been faithfully implemented.
Exactly.
And we see this time and time again, and we have been told time and time again by progressives like Jerry Brown or Nancy Pelosi or Bernie Sanders that socialism works, it's just fine, but it just hasn't been implemented correctly. No, it's been implemented faithfully, and it's caused the deaths and poverty of millions and millions of people. But what we do see now, based on the reaction of China withdrawing all banking and support with North Korea, is that his words work. For the first time in my lifetime, when you look at Bill Clinton, when you look at George W. Bush, when you look at Barack Obama's policies towards North Korea, we achieved nothing. All we did was kick the can down the nuclear road. And in one speech at the UN, Donald Trump accomplished more than the combination of three of his prior or three of his predecessors.
Well, and look what happened, too. Now with the leadership that he has exemplified here, his polling ratings are starting to increase again, because this has been leadership that has been long for, and I would say not only in this country but also internationally, encouraging these other leaders to not give up hope. It's not necessarily, you know, as he said, he's not looking to nation build, but clearly America is an example, and this is why people need to be aware of why the anti-American forces are coming into play, is because though we claim no perfection here, what we have here is a pretty good thing. That a lot of blood, a lot of treasure, faithful people over the years have constructed for us in the grace of God here that we enjoy in America today. And not every nation is going to be able to pick up on that. I mean, there have been instances and skirmishes, dare I say, when the people want to fight against their tyrannical existing governments. But America still stands as that light of hope, that light of liberty on a hill, shining out to the rest of the world, and it makes the rest of these despots look bad. And so they would love nothing better than to decimate the United States and say, you see, it's not all that they said it was going to be. And, of course, part of our history is, even as we speak right now, is being rewritten to edit out any kind of exceptionalism, any kind of greatness that this country has enjoyed. And what Donald Trump, with the big megaphone and the bully pulpit, is reminding people of is that America is great for a reason. Look at the historical evidence. It is right there. You can knock down all the statues you want, but it doesn't take away what America has been able to accomplish.
Right. Yeah, America is the antidote to oppression. When you look at despot socialist countries, communist countries, once those people get a taste of freedom, there is this innate rebellion that happens. And when you talk about socialism and communism, you can't talk about it in relation to cost. And often I hear pundits talk about the cost of socialized health care. Well, the socialists don't care about cost.
Right.
They take everything through force. The only thing socialists care about is control.
Mm-hmm. And power
so
and control.
That is power and control. And so that is the crux of the debate, especially as we look at our own country and we have despots amongst us by the name of Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders and others who are signing on to this. And I think even Kristen Gillibrand out of New York has gone completely Leslie Wayward, which she always has been. But the good thing about Donald Trump is he's exposed their desires.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Their socialist, corrupt, despotic desires to control the population through their health care is immoral, it's unethical, and it has been proven to be a disaster no matter where you look. But again, the argument for single-payer health care is, well, it just hasn't been done well enough before.
Right.
No, it's been faithfully implemented, and that's why it's failed.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is the argument constantly with anybody that becomes entitlement-minded, is that it's never enough. It's the disease of more that that Pat Riley from the Lakers fame talked about. He talked about it in another context, but it's relevant here, and that is that it's never enough. And, until you run out, as Margaret Thatcher so brilliantly stated, that it's always good, as long as you're spending other people's money. But when it gets down to yours, it ain't going to happen. They're not going to invest. So this is why it ends up imploding on itself. But, at least now, as you say, there is a level of exposure coming out where you got democratic socialists who have been well-numbered. Our friend out of Australia, or New Zealand, I should say, Trevor Loudon, has done extensive research on it. And these are, they're no longer card-carrying. They're a well-documented democratic socialist. You see, and I'm going, wait a minute, how can they be in our government as democratic socialists? What happened to their vow to protect and to serve and to honor the U.S. Constitution? I guess maybe when they get to that part, they just cross their fingers?
Well, they're a bunch of charlatans.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk to a progressive, they believe in the Constitution as long as it's a living and breathing document. They often mm-hmm. use that. Well,
right.
we're changing. We've changed, in the couple hundred years we've been in existence. Therefore, the Constitution needs to be changed.
Forget about due process. Forget about any amendment process. It just, in their mind's eye, it needs to change. And so we're going to go ahead by executive order, fiat, and otherwise, and just change it, right? Or get activist judges to eradicate, like in California, and just vacate 8 million votes.
Right. It only lives and breathes according to their whims and needs, their progressive whims and needs. I don't call them Democrat socialists. What is a Democrat socialist? A former Democrat who's now a socialist? No.
Mm.
You're a socialist.
Right.
And you must embrace and embody all that is socialism. You can't pick and choose the policies. Taking over the health care is, as Reagan warned us, the first step into the darkness of socialism. Mm. The first step was Obamacare. And now that has been an absolute disaster, no matter where you look, a majority of counties in this country have one provider, and some have none.
Exactly.
That is how government administers medicine, and it doesn't do a good job at it. So, of course, the Democrat socialists, they want more government because they think, oh, well, just more government is going to make it work. That is what we're dealing with. It is a battle, and I said this early on in the campaign when Donald Trump received the nomination. It's a battle between capitalism and socialism, and the capitalist won.
Yeah. We won in November, but we have to keep winning, Megan. That's the deal. And that's why we need. It requires all hands on deck, an activated constituency, an activated citizenry to right the wrongs and to get this country back on track. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800
540-8816, 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor. Period. Nothing in our plan requires you to change what you have.
If you like your doctor, you're going to be able to keep your doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
If you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it.
Bill Martinez live.
It's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The lies of Obamacare, sooner or later, you got to deal with them. And, for some, and maybe still, shockingly, to many here in this country, still want to believe in Obamacare, even though the lies have been clearly laid out. You had the architect himself, Jonathan Gruber, said the reason we made it so doggone confusing is because the people weren't smart enough, and that's the only way we could get get this health care passed. I mean, this is what elites do. They say, hey, look, we know better than you, so forget about what the U.S. Constitution says, that it's a government of, for, by, we, the people, and that it is all about freedom. We need to tell you how to live and the way you're going to live. That's just the way they see it because they know so much better than we do. Well, Phil Kirpin is with us. He is the president of American Commitment. And, Phil, always good to have you and your perspective here. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Want to talk about the Graham Cassidy bill. A lot of discussion. Of course, some of this has been carried out on late night. Jimmy Kimmel has gone after Senator Cassidy. And, it's even gotten to the point where, Jimmy Kimmel's gotten so excited he wants to beat up, poor little Brian Kilmeade. I mean, this is like craziness. What's going on?
Well, usually when the media and Hollywood and the left and Democrats have a total meltdown and claim that a piece of legislation is the end of the universe and catastrophic and evil and heartless, that's a pretty good validator that it's a good bill. I usually take those people, whatever they say, I usually pretty much think the opposite is probably true. It also, I think, helps that the health insurance industry is adamantly against this bill. I look at them the same way. Whatever they're for, I'm probably against. And look, I mean, this is all of the supporters and all of the Obamacare hangers-on are desperate here to stop us from repealing the heart of Obamacare, which, you know, they thought they had us beat, and they did for a while. And look, they're going to make another run at this in the Senate, and they are reacting the way you might expect. And
exactly.
Maybe going to get even more over the top over the next few days, if that's possible.
Well, and are we back to the old axiom of follow the money? You know, to your point, is the people that have done very well by Obamacare, of course, they don't want it to go away. Especially a good percentage of Americans who did get free health care, so to speak. You know, I keep hearing that one gal in the town hall yelling and screaming, I pay a dollar for my Obamacare. You better not take that away. Well, of course, nobody, you know, if you're paying a dollar for health care, but, you know, let's get realistic here. You know, your dollar at what cost?
Well, obviously, somebody else is paying. If you're only paying a dollar, then somebody else is paying, and taxpayers. And you know, part of it is that there are some people who've directly benefited from Obamacare. But I think that there's so many more people who've been hurt by this law than helped by it, and all of the polls show that. That I don't think it's really one of these examples of sort of the beneficiaries of a government program having the political power to try to protect it. This is sort of a unique situation in that this program has failed so badly that it has more people that it's hurt than helped. And so that's really, I don't think, what's going on. I think what's going on, the real prime motivator here is ideological. And, you know, the left, and not just the political left, but the cultural left, was so heavily invested in the Obama presidency, and he was their savior, and he was going to accomplish all of these incredible things. And really, looking back on it, he really only did two significant things. In his first term, he did Obamacare. In his second term, he did the Iran deal. And both of them could be reversed here.
Exactly.
Momentarily.
Right.
And I don't think they can stand that.
Right. Well, yeah, clearly that's problematic, and that's why he wanted Hillary elected and not one Donald Trump. And, of course, that opens up a whole other bucket of worms for another discussion here. But getting back to Graham Cassidy, you know, everybody wants to already – I mean, this is in a sense still a proposal. There's still many things to be worked out here, Phil, and people argue against this like as if it – it's just, you know, like Jimmy Kimmel would say, you know, this is going to hurt so many people. Well, I don't think those details demonstrate. I think they're still yet to be worked out. And even on face, you know, some of these things that he points out are uneducated and unaware. I think he's just fully unaware. And I can't expect him to be fully aware, because even all the attorneys, all the king's horses and king's men there on the Beltway are still trying to figure this out.
Well, the central thrust of this bill is putting states in charge of health care and health insurance, and taking the federal government largely out of it. And there is still a lot of federal health care spending in this bill, but most of it takes the form of a block grant to the states with very few strings attached. The states are going to have the flexibility to waive almost all of the Obamacare regulations if they wish to do so. They could adopt a subsidy structure similar to Obamacare with the money from the block grant if they want, or they could adopt something completely different, such as pre-funding health savings accounts, which is what I'd like to see states do with the money. But the point here, and really the I think sort of the what makes this bill much more modest than previous health care bills we've seen from Republicans, is they don't claim to have all the answers the way the Democrats did. The Democrats remade a sixth of the economy and based on a central plan. They tried to redesign it out of Washington with a multi-thousand-page bill and tens of thousands of pages of regulations. And Republicans, in their previous bills, they kind of tried to do the same thing, right? They said, we're going to have a different subsidy structure. We're going to set it up differently. It'll work better. Well, that's not what this bill is. Those bills failed. This bill is a very different approach. This bill says, we're going to get rid of the employer mandate. We're going to get rid of the individual mandate. It's not going to be mandatory anymore. Everything's going to be by choice. We're going back to the American system. We don't mandate you buy a product. But we're going to take the money that went into the Obamacare system, rather than cutting that spending and cutting the taxes to pay for it. We're basically going to keep most of the taxes, but we're going to send the money to the states in the form of a block grant, and the states will decide what their healthcare systems look like. The states will decide how to spend that money. The states will decide what the regulatory structure is. And so you're really right in the sense that This bill doesn't claim to have all the answers. In fact, it doesn't even claim the federal government should come up with all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of will lead to the healthcare fight that's been raging in Washington shifting to the state capitals. And we're,
right.
we'll see different states do different things, Bill. Some of them will be catastrophic failures, as bad or maybe even worse than Obamacare. But some of them will, I think, be very successful. And then those can serve as models for the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that given the high stakes involved in healthcare and the difficulty of these issues, it just makes so much more sense to do this on the state level rather than have the whole country go through a single one-size-fits-all experiment, which we've seen fail very badly with Obamacare.
Well, and to your point, I mean, we've got 50 laboratories here. Let's exercise them. I mean, we do have some highlights, like Indiana, what they chose to do, and there's some great things there. Other states that have been able to, with prudency, do some things that I think lead you in the right direction. The other thing, for example, that I would like to see is what they talked about early on. And to me, I think, to me on the surface, simple, but obviously there must be a lot of ties that bind here, and that is making insurance available across state lines.
Yeah, the Senate rules say you need 60 votes for that piece, which is one of the reasons it hasn't been in any of these Republican bills, because the Democrats aren't even talking, they aren't even cooperating. But, you know, I think that as we see states develop kind of all kinds of different approaches as we move forward with this, it only makes sense to say, oh, let's let people, you know, if you live in a state and you don't like the way they've set up healthcare and they don't like
mm-hmm.
the system they've set up, and let's say you live near the border and you'd rather buy into a different system or be able to buy a policy from a different state, yeah, I think it makes all the sense in the world that we ought to allow that and encourage another level of competition between the
right.
states on that consumer level. And so I would love to see that as well. You know, a lot of people have talked about that kind of in itself, standalone as a reform. And by itself right now, it would accomplish almost nothing because every state is micromanaged out of Washington anyway under Obamacare.
Yeah.
There's not that much difference between
exactly.
the states. There's not that much room for
them to really
compete.
We got to leave it there. We're out of time. We look forward to having you back. As always, the president of American Commitment, Phil Kirpin. I'm Bill Martinez
right.
Live. Thank you, Phil.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. It's officially fall, which means football fans are lining up at stadiums across the country to cheer on their favorite teams. According to a Bank of America survey, of the Americans planning to attend a tailgate this football season, more than half plan to travel for a game. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
While traveling to away games can be expensive, you can offset the cost by using the Right Rewards card that lets you earn points towards travel on your everyday purchases. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you earn 1.5 points for every dollar spent. Whether buying a morning coffee or a new pair of shoes, points that you earn from these purchases can add up and pay off in a big way when you put them toward a trip to your favorite team's away game.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Okay, we got a little bit of football music in the background here, and we'll explain in just a moment because we have Dr. Greg Smalley joining us. We're going to talk about interrupting this marriage to bring you football season. But before we get into that with Greg, I do want to remind you I've got John Piper's devotional book that we're giving away. All you got to do, drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. It's 120 daily meditations. Outstanding book titled The Satisfied Soul, Showing the Supremacy of God in All of Life. It is one of these devotionals that you pick up. You know, and it's funny. It's almost like it picks itself up. You know, when you get those scattered moments, and, you know, not that that ever happens to you probably, but sometimes life can be chaotic. And you need to reconnect and get rebalanced. This is a great devotional, and it has done this for me on several occasions. Like I say, it's like you don't even have to pick it up. It kind of picks you up, if you know what I'm saying. It just says, hey, maybe you ought to read John Piper. Anyway, this is absolutely free. Just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Make sure you include your address. And the publisher was kind enough to send me some extra copies. So I want to bless you with it, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. But as we said at the onset, it is football season, and, and if you followed Greg's advice a while back when we talked about 12 ways to start a marriage you'll love, Greg, the first thing you said is you needed to define a vision statement unique to your marriage, and part of that vision statement should probably include something about football season, huh?
if we're brave.
Yeah. Okay.
I know, because a lot of couples deal with this. I mean, yeah. This is one of the little dirty secrets of football season. One spouse, you know, feels like a widow. Like there's a temporary death of the marriage that will last until February.
Well, I had one spouse tell me, she goes, well, I think I just need to be, I think sometimes even if I dressed up as a cheerleader with pom-poms, I still couldn't get his attention. I said, well, because you forgot the dip. You gotta have dip with the pom-poms.
It's some stranger roaming around the house.
Okay, ladies, I'm sorry. This couple of guys talking here right now. So put up with us for just a moment, okay? I know they're rolling their eyes. I can sense it all across the country here right now.
We can feel the contempt.
Yes. So, but you're right. This does stretch things. And when you consider the length of football season, we've got a number of months ahead here. And, we got to keep things all calm and peaceful, right?
Well, the problem is that there's so many options. It's not just about watching football. It's about the, you know, sports talk shows between the games. It's the fantasy football. It's now that we can watch a game Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Now they even have multiple games on Monday. And so it's just, I think it's a ton. And especially if you're a rabid football fan, I love football. My son loves football. And so Aaron and I've had to definitely work this out. We've been married 25 years and I'm telling you, this was
and you want to make sure you get to 26, you know,
exactly.
So you got to work this stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I don't think telling her to dress up like a cheerleader might get me there. It may. It'd get me there. Well, I'm not sure it'd get her there.
Doctor, that was the last thing I remember saying, and then I woke up 3 days later.
With a big concussion.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that is couples, one, we've got to talk about really what's going on. I mean, it's if we keep it at do we watch the game or do we watch all these games or not, what we miss out on, honestly, is the deeper issues. For example, you know, Erin and I, as we've talked about this, part of what goes on for her is two things. One, she feels lonely because I'm, you know, my son and I are in the basement watching games.
Yes.
And then there's times that she just sort of feels things are unfair.
Right.
You know, weekends are often a time to get stuff done around the house or whatever to-do list may be there. A honey-do list, whatever.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times she's
Plus, you got a perfect time for Mary and Martha. Remember the Mary and Martha story, right? You know, you get that spirit that raises its head, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so she'll, you know, so she might just feel that we're not connecting. And so it's good to talk about that for her as far as if that's how she's feeling, then that can matter to me. Now, for the football fan, a lot of times we end up feeling disrespected, like something that we love, that we're passionate about, is being marginalized. You know, why do you watch? That's such a stupid sport. Why do you do this? Spend so much time. What a waste. What a waste of time. Mm-hmm. And so I can then feel like she didn't care about something that I care about. So I think if we, as we talk this through, we've got to start just from what's really going on. Is it you feel lonely or taken advantage of? Am I feeling controlled? Like you're trying to, you know, tell me that I can or can't watch games, or maybe that you don't care about what I like. So I think that's a great place for couples to start. What's really going on?
Because a guy feels like all of a sudden he goes, but I am 50 years old. Why am I being treated like a little kid here? You know, you just turned off the TV. Yeah, but you're exactly.
I'm a man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't let
mistake code.
Yeah, let's not get that line going, because otherwise, you know, that was the last thing I remember saying. We'll find ourselves in that silly position again. But you're exactly right here, and I think that's the opportunity for couples, is to be able to talk this out and to be real and say, hey, you know, I'm feeling a little lonely, and, you know, let's keep it out of that realm of manipulation and passive aggressiveness, which, you know, just all of a sudden you start throwing eggshells out and everybody's tiptoeing, oh my goodness. And then, and then you just start building fences and no bueno there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for the football fan, my biggest encouragement, and I'll take this to heart as well, is that one, we need to practice moderation.
Right.
And as painful it is for me to say that we don't need to watch Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then ESPN highlights, talk shows. I mean, at some point, my son is watching my behavior, and I want him to see that moderation is a part of life.
Exactly.
We can't just tune out for, you know, 4 of the 7 days
right.
in a week. And so, you know, for us, we'll pick, you know, maybe there's a game that is our most important one. We're OU fans, University of Oklahoma. So we might choose that one to watch live. Otherwise, we'll tape games. And you can buzz through a DVR recorded game in half the time when you get rid of all the commercials.
Yeah.
And so, you know, pick something that matters and practice moderation. But then during non-football nights, you better be out serving your spouse. This
exactly.
is when I'm wooing my wife. I'm saying, what do you need? What are you interested in? Let's do those things.
Making room for the weekend. Yes,
absolutely.
Exactly.
It's got to feel equitable to her.
Right.
To the best of my ability.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing, to the best of your ability. All you can do is have that commitment, but moderation, that's a good part of the prescription. I remember after one holiday weekend, a friend of mine, a fellow radio show host,
told me, he goes, gosh, Bill, I couldn't believe it. I kind of looked at it, and I realized that I spent 17 hours in front of the TV watching various football games, you know, because you got all the bowl games
yeah,
going on.
Absolutely.
And you're overwhelmed. I go, 17 hours? That's almost a whole day. I mean, how did you do that?
Day.
Exactly. I know. It's like, whoa, you know, and he just felt like, even he had to admit he was a bit overwhelmed. And, you know, and I was going, well, that explains why your eyes are so red. You know, he looked like one of those Klingon warriors with his eyes just going ring, ring, ring.
His voice is hoarse from screaming so much.
Exactly.
You know, to the football widow, what I would encourage that person, and by the way, that's not always the woman. So, I mean, 40% of the NFL viewers are women. So this could be either male or female. But for the football widow, you know, be respectful. This is a passion of your spouse, and so the more you marginalize it and say, this is ridiculous, I don't get it, and it just sends a message that your interests don't matter. There's always has to be room for both people in the marriage based on what they like and what they're passionate about. So, don't disrespect it. And, you know, this is the time where Aaron will oftentimes go, hey, are you guys planning on watching a game? I'm not even sure why she asked that anymore. It's like, which game are you going to watch? What time?
Right.
And because, you know, we have a younger daughter, and she'll go, hey, I'm going to go out. And
yes.
I'm going to meet a friend. I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to go do something that I like. And that's a great opportunity for her. But I tell you, I absolutely love it. She will say, what is the game that you guys are most excited about? Because I want to come watch a little bit of it with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so she'll come, and she'll have her phone. She'll have her iPad, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll sit by me. I love that.
Yes.
And I tell you, I've learned how to get her involved is to say, hey, look, you see that player right there? Oh my goodness, you should hear the story how, you know, now that he's making money, he bought his mom a brand new house and love. I mean, I can get her involved just by telling her stories
yes.
of players and coaches and backstories and those kinds of things. And all of a sudden she's like, yeah, hey, is that one guy? Is that team playing? Yeah, actually, oh, I want to see that.
Yeah.
So we can do this, I think, if both are intentional to just think this through, be intentional, talk it through, and agree. I always tell Aaron, you know what, this has to be a win for us. So if you really feel like you're losing because of the amount of football I'm watching, all you have to do is come tell me this is a loss. And our team's losing.
Yes, right.
My
wife
and I are on the same team.
Yeah, the home team.
Yeah,
the home team's losing. Not good home team loses.
Yeah, I don't want that. So because at the end of the day, my wife is way more important than any team, any sports, any game. And if I'm losing there, that's not okay.
Yeah.
So she knows she has that freedom to say this feels out of balance. And then, all right, let's talk. Let's figure out a win that works for both of us.
Exactly. Dr. Greg Smalley, Vice President of Marriage at Focus on the Family. Interrupting this marriage to bring you football season. We look for moderation. We look for balance. And we look for love and respect on both sides to understand our passions and our interests. And, for the sake of that which is most important, which is our marriage, right?
That's exactly right. If we can help you in any way, come to FocusOnTheFamily.com. We've got a ton of this on our marriage page.
Google search results lately. Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In an emergency.